This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There's new information about U.S. intelligence officers who reportedly believe roughly half the Israeli hostages held by Hamas in Gaza may already be dead. The Israeli Defense Force has said it believes as many as 30 hostages may have already lost their lives at the hands of Hamas. This new reporting suggests the number could be double that. A new report cites American officials familiar with U.S. and Israeli intelligence on the matter. Former President Trump and Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson are expected to hold a press briefing Friday at Mar-a-Lago. This as Republican infighting continues in the House of Representatives. Corey Myers with more.
A key vote on a bill to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act failed on the House floor.
But it's pretty clear and obvious and being whispered among the conference. Mike Johnson does not have the support of the conference.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, after that vote, 19 Republicans broke ranks with party leadership and voted against that measure.
More reaction to news of O.J. Simpson's death at the age of 76. Cato Kalin, one of the character witnesses during the O.J. trial, had this to say Thursday.
I would just put out my condolences just to the kids.
Simpson's family says he passed away after battling cancer. He was charged with the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman back in the 1990s. Disgraced former L.A. Dodgers interpreter Ippei Mizuhara stole quite a bit more of superstar Shohei Ohtani's money than was originally reported. The update from U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles, Martin Estrada, Thursday.
In total, Mr. Mizuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account.
The interpreter is accused of using his relationship with a Japanese star to fund his gambling addiction. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The issue of abortion taking center stage in a case before the Iowa State Supreme Court Thursday. Lawyers for the state of Iowa arguing in favor of a recently passed fetal heartbeat bill there, banning most abortions beyond 6 weeks. Solicitor General Eric Wesson presenting the state's case.
In the Iowa Constitution, in the federal Constitution, there is no right to be found for abortion.
Attorney Peter Eam representing Planned Parenthood.
Autonomy and dominion over one's own body go to the very heart of what it means to be free. That's what's at stake in this case.
Support for the southern border wall within the Hispanic community gradually rising. USA's John Schaefer with more.
Based on an Ipsos Telemundo poll targeting Hispanic adults, 42% of participants expressed support for erecting a wall or fence along the entire U.S.-Mexico border. This marks an increase from 30% in December 2021. Similarly, 38% indicated their backing for sending all illegal immigrants in the U.S. U.S. back to their countries of origin, a 10-point surge from 2021. Additionally, nearly two-thirds of respondents voiced their support for a pathway to citizenship for all illegal immigrants.
Mortgage rates continue to move upward. In the latest report from Freddie Mac, it finds the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.88% this week. It's a bump up from 6.82% the week before. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hey, it's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and the controversy after Arizona passed the law, and the government signed into law that they were going to go back, and I say go back, I mean this was a law that was in effect, you know, for the state, and this is what the whole abortion issue is all about. And of course, you know, what you have to be on guard for is that this is going to be a wedge issue, and look at how it's being spun. The disconnect from truth and logic to say that, somehow a woman's right to kill her baby is an exercise of freedom. That's what the spokesman from Planned Parenthood just said. This is bizarre, isn't it? John Fleetwood from johnfleetwood.com is with us right now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Doing great this morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I want to talk about, what you're, bringing to the fore here regarding the peer-reviewed data on the COVID-19 jabs. But if you can humor me for just a moment, this abortion issue, and I like how Trump kind of handled this, and we've been saying this from day one. I think you and I talked about it, months ago, saying, look at Roe v. Wade was reversed, rightfully so, legally so, by the Supreme Court. It's up to the states individually to decide, what kind of state they want to live in, and are they going to be protectors of life, consistent with our Constitution? Because when you look at our Constitution, it's, the inalienable rights, inalienable, that means you can't take them away. They're God-given, not government-given, and those rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, you cannot, murder a person. You see, this is the old issue about is the baby, when does the baby become a person? And because we want to split hairs here and we want to justify this malbehavior, that I'll tell you, I don't know. I mean, you think that, like the book of Ecclesiastes says, because, the consequence of our sin is not immediately rendered. We fool ourselves and we complicate the issue. And we've complicated the issue to now we're talking 100 million babies in just America alone have been aborted. And this is untenable. And when you look at the history of nations, average nation, historically about 250 years, roughly, más o menos, right? And the thing that happens that exacerbates the decline of these nations to where they are no more is the killing of their children. So what is America learning from history here? And here we are, especially America, of all countries, who was blessed by God, who, you know, has been a nation under God, but we have now, you know, scooted out from his covering, especially the Democratic Party, that said, hey, we don't want God even in our platform. And that was 24 years ago. And look what it's done now. I mean, they're the party of death, and they're leading the way on this. And how can you reconcile this, John? Because this is either good or it's evil. This is where we are. And people need to understand this, and you need to be discerners of it. Get out of the emotion of it. I mean, because there's solutions to this. There's solutions to an unplanned pregnancy. And the best solution is not murdering your child. Because this is why Roe v. Wade was reversed. Because the practical experience of women who bought into the lie of the politicians and the Supreme Court went ahead, they aborted their child thinking, oh, it was just excess skin, it didn't mean anything, it's like a tumor or whatever, or in now the current vernacular or dictum is, oh, just take that pill, you know, it's like a Tylenol, you just like taking a headache pill or something like that, until they realize what's happening when their body starts cramping, and then they deposit their fetus, because it's a fetus, it's not a baby, but it is a baby, but they call it a fetus, because if they said it was a baby, I mean, it's heartbreaking enough as it is, John. Do you imagine the picture that remains in their minds forever, looking at the toilet bowl and seeing the baby in the toilet bowl that has just been aborted?
Yeah, and Marjorie Taylor Greene on Twitter was posting some pretty graphic, telling images, what it looks like, video, very, very graphic, of these bodies of these babies just in buckets, just awful.
Yeah, and we're endorsing this, John.
And
go ahead.
Well, yeah, enforcing it, and, you know, as a Christian, Bill, I mean, I believe that everyone's created in the image of God. That's where I start. Right. I believe the Bible, and it says that, you know, we're all knit in our mother's womb. We're fearfully and wonderfully made by God. So I start philosophically there.
Exactly.
Everybody has to start somewhere philosophically. And as you said, the people we call Democrats tend to start with, unfortunately, death, and think that that's okay. But, you know, what confuses me, Bill, and I'd love your take on this, is Trump wanting to keep the abortion issue to the states, which is where we are now with Roe v. Wade. And he's, you know, backed away from a national ban. And that's kind of the libertarian position, kind of a Ron Paul position. But he made an interesting statement about IVF, in vitro fertilization, that had to do with that Alabama embryo ruling, and he said he, you know, strongly supports IVF, and that's something that I'm, you know, just being frank with you, kind of on the fence about, because I understand that people, they want to have kids. I mean, that's ingrained in us. I mean, talking about a Christian perspective and philosophy, we're starting with Genesis 1, you know,
it's human nature.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Exactly. It's human nature, you know, to reproduce. That's what we're designed to do. It's our engineering by God himself, who wonderfully and miraculously, as you put it, and as the word of God puts it, you know, wove us together in our mother's womb. Right. So it's inherent to our personality. Yeah.
And it's a good thing to want kids. And, you know, they're hitting us from chemicals everywhere. You know, breaking right now is Bill, Governor Bill Lee just yesterday signed into law a bill that bans geoengineering, where they spray chemicals out of planes. That's now banned in Tennessee. It was officially signed into law by the governor yesterday. Nobody's reporting that yet. I'll bet this is one of the first, this is probably one of the first main broadcasts talking about that. But they're spraying chemicals on us. There's forever chemicals in our water supply and in our food. You probably just saw Lunchables contain like more than 70% the daily allotted what you're supposed to have for lead every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Lead,
yeah.
Lunchables,
yeah.
And all of our
food. You can have Lunchable and chew on your number 2 Ticonderoga pencil as a chaser, right, in case you didn't get enough lead in your body.
They're hitting us everywhere. It's so hard to be healthy today, and that affects reproduction.
Yes.
And a lot of women can't conceive right now. A lot of men and couples can't conceive right now, so they want children, so they turn to things like IVF, and that's something I'm kind of on the fence about, Bill. I don't know, do you have like a strong feeling one way or another about IVF?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got about 15 seconds, so we're going to go to break. And if we have time, I will, because you're opening up a wide open door here that could take more time than we want, but we'll ferret it out. More from John Fleetwood.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I know you're waiting for my answer from John Fleetwood, and I don't mind him asking the question. I think it's a good question to ask because there are differing views about IVF. And where, you know, again, I think that we need to understand what IVF, what it involves. And, you know, John and I were talking off air about it. I mean, right now, I think I'm still studying it and understanding. On the surface, I have a lot of compassion for people who are without child. And, you know, you read in the Bible many times, you know, even like, when Isaac came along, and you know his parents had been without child, you know, for 100 years, right? And you know, and time and again, there's those instances. So it's part of our, you know, part of the human experience that you will have situations where, you know, it's hard to get pregnant, and you know, but it's always, you know, to me, you run into, especially when you're talking about creation. You're running into hallowed ground here, John Fleetwood, because this is God's territory, right? And so, you know, I do have, I don't have a settled viewpoint on it, but I can, you know, I think I still need to, you know, consider, but I appreciate you bringing that up. And I think this is where most Americans are right now, is that, you know, sometimes we ask our politicians of a position, you know, prematurely without having, you know, a real understanding. And, you know, most people don't even have an understanding about abortion, right? And so here we are talking about, you know, in vitro fertilization, and we have even less understanding and information about that than we do abortion. And it has become such an emotional issue. Democrats are using it as a wedge issue and hoping that they can convince enough women and warrior them up, you know, against against Republicans, because how dare, you know, Republicans invade their bodies? And I say, look at, you know, I said a long time ago when this decision came down, I said, look at the, you got, just yield to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court made a decision. This is where it is. And you know, if you want to change it, you can go and do it state by state, argue it. Do what you need to do. If you feel that's what you know, what you believe in, you know, let it rest with the states. Let them make their own decision. My hope and prayer is, John, and I believe this would be the case. And I don't know how much time we have left in terms of, you know, before Jesus comes, because you know the signs and you know all the things that are happening in our culture today. You think, oh, how long can this be sustained? But if there's time to, you know, see how this bears out, you know, the states that do promote life, are they going to be blessed accordingly? Is there going to be a clear differential, you know, of, you know, for the citizens and what happens in those states? You know, will it be such a clear indication that those who follow God and follow our Constitution, that they're blessed in a greater level than those that do not?
Yeah, I think the IVF thing, I think everybody's, most Christians, people on the right, are pretty unanimously, you know, they're pretty unified in their belief that abortion's bad. I think with things like IVF, we need to take some time to understand. I see a lot of talking.
I agree.
Making strong statements one way or the other. I feel for people who, again, going with the Christian philosophy and worldview, starting there, you know, we're made by God, and he gave us the directive to be fruitful and multiply. So there's a desire in us, I think, if people are honest with themselves, to have children. We want children, both, you know, men and women.
Right.
The problem is a lot of people can't conceive these days. Mm-hmm. We can argue about why that is, but the reality is there nonetheless, that couples are having a hard time conceiving. And so they turn to things like IVF to carry out that sort of God-wrought desire to have kids. But I guess the argument against IVF is that, well, you're taking out the eggs and you're taking out the sperm, you're putting them together, and then you are trying to get them to become an embryo. And then you have, okay, so you've got multiple of these embryos, and you pick one that maybe is the quote-unquote best. Some people argue, mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of borderline eugenics right there. But then what happens to the others? Well, you can freeze them or you can get rid of them. And some people would say, well, if that's an embryo and the sperm and the egg have met and they've started that process of becoming a human, then is that abortion? Does IVF essentially become abortion at that point? I think that's a conversation we haven't we haven't really dealt with yet.
Because we're not understanding what the process of IVF is all about, John. I mean, you're one of the few that I've ever heard, you know, break this down in such a way to begin to broaden our understanding. And this is important. This conversation is important to have. So I'll tell you what, we'll leave it there for right now. No doubt it will be something that we'll continue to discuss. It'll be continued in public square. But I think you're opening the ears and eyes, at least our listeners, to begin to think, okay, well, maybe I need to do some more research. Maybe I need to understand a little bit more about this and not get caught up. Because sometimes, you know, IVF right now is getting caught up in the milieu of the abortion issue and reproductive rights and all this, and we got to be careful not to let that, you know, these are separate issues. They need to be dealt with separately. I think that at the end of the day, you may come in and realize, just as you pointed out, that there's some, you know, some commonalities here, but I think if we try to mix them in together, I think we could miss some understanding that we should have that I think is in the best interest for all concerned. We got about 3 minutes left here, John, and I did want to talk about the latest peer-reviewed data that you're reporting on these COVID-19 jabs. You and Dr. Bartlett have been all over this, so break it down. I mean, this is from two recently published studies, right? John, are you there? Hello? Yeah, let's call him back. Maybe he thought that we were finishing up the conversation here and going, no, don't go. We want to talk about, because John's done extensive studying and staying on top of, you know, helping us understand, you know, after COVID and the jabs, you know, what are the implications? I mean, there's still lots of studies coming out, you know, and some of the things that we warned about early on. You know, we're finding out that, you know, we were more right than wrong. John, I'm sorry for the disconnect here. So anyway, tell us about the report from these two recently published studies.
Well, we were told that, the vaccines are safe and effective, and if you take it, then you're not going to get other people sick. All that turned out not to be true. Well, it turns out there's a new study that was published last month in the peer-reviewed prestigious Frontiers in Cellular and Infection Microbiology that confirms that a natural infection, so just getting infected with the virus of COVID, actually gives you more potent, what they call mucosal immunity following infection compared to vaccination. Both, I guess, vaccination and natural immunity give you these IgA1 antibody in your nose and your eyes, everywhere. It's the first line of defense in your body.
Right.
Well, this study confirms that in children that there's a production of IgA2 antibodies that you get from natural infection that you can't get from vaccination. So you've got a more robust, a stronger immune response, which means you're more protected from the virus, it turns out, just from getting infected with the virus naturally than from vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
So natural infection better than vaccination. Apparently it's being proved again.
Yeah, go figure. I guess God knew what he was doing, huh?
I guess so. He sure did.
Oh, John, I got to tell you, I went down this road, you know, when I got COVID. I said, I'm not going to get the jab. Dr. Fauci was saying, oh, no, you know, you can't rely on natural, resistance, to COVID, natural immunity. It's only good maybe for 2 or 3 months. I mean, this is Dr. Fauci making this statement. And he's never retracted that, John. He's left us in the dark and in ignorance. Shame on him, right?
Absolutely.
Just saying. John, how can people be in touch and follow you?
Hey, check out johnfleetwood.com, J-O-N, Fleetwood.com.
Commentary continues to evolve. At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and Masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot whole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during the tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Hole Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
Update. Reactions still pouring in after the passing of O.J. Simpson. USA's John Schaefer has more from Las Vegas.
Jeff Michael is a former Los Angeles TV news reporter who chased Al Cowling's Ford Bronco with Simpson in the back seat during that infamous slow-speed pursuit in 1994. He said the news of Simpson's death is a mixed bag for him.
As a journalist, someone of mixed emotions, because I really don't want to give the man more celebrity than he already had.
Simpson passed away Wednesday from cancer at the age of 76 in Las Vegas.
Ford's self-driving car technology Blue Cruise now under the microscope for problems that may have led to a deadly collision in San Antonio, Texas that involved a Ford Mustang Mach-E. It's one of two similar crashes in both cases. The Mach-E self-driving cars hit other vehicles stopped on freeways at night. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Alfredo Ortiz is going to join us in just a moment. Going to talk about the power of the Hispanic vote and what it could mean for Donald Trump. I mean, this is huge. You know, the minority vote, black Americans running to Trump in record numbers, Hispanics as well, because it's practical. I mean, there's a clear understanding as to, you know, who is serving Hispanics better. Is it Joe Biden or Donald Trump? I mean, 4 years of Donald Trump, Hispanics looked at what was going on. Joe Biden and this administration comes into play. They want to defund police, put Hispanic communities at risk, and not to mention the fact open the borders. And so with borders wide open, you know, for another reason, you know, that is in the best interest of the Democratic Party and Joe Biden and not the constituency, Hispanics feel and realize that they have been abandoned by this administration and they're not deserving of their vote. Alfredo Ortiz, he is the Job Creators Network CEO, and he joins us now. Alfredo, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Bill.
Well, Alfredo, Hispanics are turning to Trump. Obviously, I mean, you go to where you're best rewarded, and your vote, you know, really does count. The Democrats have really ignored the primary interest of Hispanics. They've put them at risk. They've caused a lot of pain for, you know, small businesses in the Hispanic community, the community themselves, in opening of the borders and, you know, allowing cartels to invade, you know, their districts, right?
Absolutely. And as we all have been hearing now, you know, it's one of the fastest growing demographics. And they really, true will, you know, they are going to determine the 24 election. I mean, I firmly believe that. You know, they account for about 15% of the eligible voters. And, you know, guess what? I mean, they care about the economy, jobs, education, safety, right? They do care
about their family. Their family. I mean, the Democratic Party is so anti-family. I mean, come on. Tell me about it, right?
It's anti-family, anti-faith. I mean, I have to tell you, this transgenderism thing that the Democrats, I mean, it is so far removed from what Hispanics believe in. I mean, it couldn't be more different from that perspective. Mm.
Well, this is why Joe Biden is counting on trying to, you know, rig up another program that will not only buy votes, but let's bring a lot of illegal immigrants into the country who are not beholden to America, but they're beholden to the cartels. And this is what I keep reminding our audience, Alfredo, and you know this, is that these people, this is not a win-win opportunity for them. These are human beings who, you know, for varying reasons, have run to the United States for some sort of cover. But before they cross the border, they have got to surrender themselves and subordinate any level, any understanding of freedom to the cartels. So how do you expect them, you know, to react? You know, do you look to them to be, you know, a positive contribution to the citizenry and to the American dream?
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, you know, I think from an immigration standpoint, I think we all can agree that we are a nation of immigrants, right? My parents were immigrants.
Yeah, exactly.
But they did it the legal way, right? I mean,
right.
I think that's what we have to differentiate here is that we all love immigrants. And like I said, I always laugh when people call me racist, right, and anti-immigrant. And I go, really? I'm like, my last name's Ortiz, and my parents are from Mexico. So I don't know where you're getting that from, but no, I'm not anti-immigrant. I'm not a racist, right? But look, there is a right way and a wrong way to do things, right? And so, but that's one issue of, you know, the border issue, right? Because there's immigration, right? And we've almost got to set that aside, Bill. And I actually like focusing on border security and what the porous border is doing, because that's where we have the gun trafficking, the human trafficking, right?
Exactly.
The drug trafficking, which is impacting all of our communities, especially the drug trafficking. Fentanyl is in every single community. It creeps up from all the way from, you know, Rhode Island down to San Diego to Portland, all the way down to Miami. It is across the entire country. And when you talk about cartels and the sophisticated distribution system of these cartels, I mean, you know, I had the opportunity to talk to Holman and a couple of other guys, you know, involved in, you know, Homeland Security.
Right.
They showed me the map of the cartel drug distribution system here in the U.S., you would think that you were looking at a map of the Walmart distribution system.
Exactly. Just about in every state, if I remember correctly, was what
Holman.
Right, exactly.
It's in every single state now. And but this is impacting, right? That criminality is seeping into these communities, these Hispanic communities. They don't want that, right? And guess what? Mm. And they also like the police, right? So,
right.
Again, going back to, you know, when you look at the Democrat policies, I mean, you know, the defund the police. No, they're about, you know, backing the police, right? I mean, that's
exactly
what they want. They want the safe communities. They want safe streets. You mentioned the small businesses and the criminality. I mean, these bodegas are being hit. I mean, in New York, for example, you hear about the criminality hitting these poor bodegas. These are store owners that have one storefront, right? And so, you know, we hear about all the crimes hitting Target in San Francisco and Macy's and Nordstrom's and, you know, CVS. These are all huge stores, and yes, it's $1 trillion. I think is the last number I saw. You know, not a trillion. I think it's like $1 billion impacting bottom line. But these small store owners, right, are the ones most affected, because if they shut down one store, that's it, right? If CVS shuts down one store, it's not going to shut down the entire company, right? But these small rooms,
But it's going to make it difficult for the patron who now, you know, instead of having a neighborhood drugstore or a pharmacy to go to, now they got to travel 20 more minutes, possibly 30 minutes up the road in order to find one. I mean, so this is definitely having its impact, not to mention, you know, that these retail operations have been training grounds for our kids, you know, going through school, going to college, and having a, you know, a part-time job, you know, to work at to help, supplement, you know, their cost of going to school and being able to live. So all these are starting to be cut back, especially in these major cities, whether it's in Los Angeles or New York, like you said, Chicago, same thing.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, like myself, right, I think the majority of, second and third generation Hispanics that are here in the U.S., you know, like myself, right, I'm of a Mexican background, but I consider myself American first of Mexican descent, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not a Mexican here in America. I'm an American of Mexican descent. And I think a lot of our second, third generation Hispanics view that the same way. They love this country, right? They really respect it. They respect the rules. Right? And they do things like, if you come here to this country, there is a legal way to come to this country and a not so legal way, right? And I do frown upon that. And again, now they're worried too about, like, we are the folks that are coming from, you know, countries that actually want to do us harm, that hate us, right?
Exactly.
They're seeing those people come through us.
And our, the current border operation is such that they have no clue. You know, these people aren't vetted. They're Russian men. I mean, right now we're dealing with outbreak of measles, you know, diseases coming back, being reintroduced in our country that haven't been around for years, Alfredo. And this is all a result in something we've warned about. The CDC warned about, you know, several decades ago.
Yep, that's right.
So this is no new news here. And, and this is all being brought to you, unfortunately, by, by and large, the Democratic Party. I'll say there's some Republicans who are also participating in this. And you can drive yourself nuts trying to figure out what the logic is and, you know, why this is happening. But, you know, on its face, it's not win-win. It's lose-lose. I mean, because even for the migrants coming in illegally, how can you have a fair shot at the American dream when you are you're subordinating your interests? First of all, you're pledging allegiance to the cartel, not to the United States of America. How is that going to work?
Yeah, and it's not, right? It's just not. And so look, I mean, the Democrat policies, though, really are just pushing the Hispanic voter away from that party. But just because, you know, let's say Trump, for example, is polling well with Hispanics, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're coming to the polls, right? So the Republican Party has to make sure that they still put together a solid reason why they should vote Republican, right? They know that they don't want to vote Democrat, but they got to make sure now, the Republican Party, that they put together a coherent rationale as to why they should vote Republican.
And they have so much firepower, Alfredo. I don't know why it would be that difficult, right? I mean, there is a clear differential between the two parties. Alfredo Ortiz.
Night and day.
The Department
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate you.
Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities to enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient, while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
In a single moment, everything can change.
When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, and now pinch hitting for Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com, the one and only Paul Ace. Hey, Paul, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. What's going on with you?
Well, boy, what isn't, you know, this, you know where we are right now, I got to tell you, if you ever prayed for the remnant, we need to be praying for the remnant because of where this culture is at right now. We are in, we're in critical condition, and it requires the hand of God. And number one, first of all, in understanding that, what's enveloped in that context is that we've got to repent. I mean, before we can even begin to understand God's perspective and for us to really appreciate all that's happening in this crazy world, because people are so confused about Paul at every turn. They go, Bill, what is going on? Hey, I get you. I think that's a good question to ask. But don't be looking to the government or the people that have created the chaos to be the problem solvers, right?
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. It's, you know, we are people of God, and we know where our salvation comes from, right?
Yes,
and,
right.
And that is right from above. And when we look at our culture, you know, we know, you know, there are things that we appreciate about our culture. There are things that we appreciate about, you know, even what I cover, the movies we see, the television shows we see. But our hope is not in any of that. It's in God.
Exactly.
And that's where we need to be turning our eyes to, for sure.
Well, especially right on the heels of, Resurrection Sunday, reminded once again of God's promise and reminding us that, thank God, this isn't the be-all and end-all, right? That there is a better place yet to come, and God put his imprimatur on it by sending his son. Saying, okay, here's the deal. The deal is sealed, and I'm sealing it with the blood, the very blood of my own son. Wow. I mean, that just blows me away, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and this time of year, honestly, there is a power in it all coming in springtime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that Easter is a time of rebirth and renewal. And that's what we see, you know, for those of us who live in cold climates, that's what we see. You know, here in Colorado, spring really doesn't hit until about May. So things are still pretty brown here, pretty, you know, they're not looking great. One of the great things about this weekend for me traditionally is flipping on the Masters. I'm not a huge golf fan, but you turn on the Masters and you see the green, you see the beauty there.
Oh, and it's a painting. It's a painting.
It's beautiful. And it just reminds you that spring is around the corner. And that's, as Christians, that's what we need to remember, too. We live in a dead, we live in a fallen world. But spring is coming, and life is around the corner.
Exactly. It's a time for new beginnings and resets, okay? And again, what are you resetting to? Are you resetting to the culture as your standard? Or are you resetting to the standard that God has established? And especially now, where this culture is, what is happening with our world. You know, I was just reading again a study recently, Paul, that indicates that the average life expectancy of nations is about 250 years. Well, in 2026, if we get there, that's 250 years. And you start to see the disassembling of this great American idea right before our eyes. I mean, the abandonment of the Constitution. You know, you have the president talking about democracy. Well, you know, that's not even the proper term. We're not a democracy. We are a democratic republic. And there's a big difference in those two terms. But, you know, this is why words matter, and they're so important. They matter to God. Right? Certainly Jesus is the Word, so they really matter. So we need to attune ourselves to the legitimate and not the counterfeit, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because one of the big movies coming out this weekend, Civil War, deals a little bit askew of kind of what you're talking about, right? The movie Civil War, it's probably going to be the biggest movie out this weekend. It's an R-rated movie. It's definitely not family-friendly, but it sort of deals with, it looks forward into the future, just maybe a few years ahead of time, and it looks at a nation thrown into civil war. Several factions have separated off from the main body, and so you see all these warring factions. Now, the interesting thing about this is, you know, you listen to that description, you might watch the trailer and you would think, oh, this is a movie with a very clear point of view. They're either really supporting what I believe in, or they're really hammering against what I believe in. But the movie is a lot more about the consequences than about the causes. It doesn't really deal with the political, what caused these civil wars, but really the cost involved. And that makes it a really provocative movie. Again, it's really violent. It's R-rated. It's not for kids, but it is provocative. And if you read the review and feel like it's navigable for you, it may cause you to go to the theater and walk out and think a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and we love movies like that are provocative. And I understand the sensitivity of the R rating. That's important to know. And we're grateful that PluggedIn.com is conscientious to, you know, offer that to us. A couple other movies. You got Sting that's, coming out that was just released, right?
Yes, Sting. This is another R rated movie that I actually just watched a couple of nights ago. It's about this giant spider. So it may not be, it doesn't really sound like a plugged in movie, right? It's a giant spider that dispatches animals and people in really, really messy ways. It is your typical R-rated thriller. But here's the interesting thing, you know, when you find so many of these movies, there are sometimes these elements that you can sort of latch onto. There's kind of a really great father-daughter story at the heart of it. In between all the killings, in between all the mess that you see, there's a really a nice story developing between this girl and her, essentially her stepfather, and how they grow closer together in the midst of this.
Exactly. So
sometimes you can find, even in those really harsh movies, little moments that are kind of cool. Again, not for families. This is an R-rated movie, and it shows it every single frame. But it does have something to it in its real core.
Right. And just in time for the Masters, we got the long game, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
It is probably the
most family-friendly film on the docket this weekend. It's PG. It stars Dennis Quaid. He's been doing a lot of really inspirational movies lately, and this sports movie is another great example of it. It's based on a true story of these five Mexican-American caddies who love the game of golf, but in the middle of they live in the heart of Texas. They do not have the wherewithal to actually play. A lot of the golf courses are in these very closed, very expensive country clubs that don't allow Hispanics to play. A man comes around, encourages them to start their own golf team, and it becomes this great inspirational story of how these people playing with cast-off golf clubs, they wind up competing for the High School Texas Golf Championship, and it's a pretty great, fun story. A little bit of swearing, but it is rated PG, so that's the only real caveat that we have here.
Well, because golf, you know, golf brings out words out of you that, you know, it just happens. I'll warn.
Sometime golfer, don't I know that to be true?
Yeah, exactly. And you go, where did that come from? Why? You know, forgive me, Lord. Exactly. Well, see, that's the thing we can look forward to. See, when we go to heaven and we play golf, there's everything's great. It's the perfect shot, so there's no need to swear.
All the greens just flow right into the hole. It's fantastic.
Exactly. Yeah, you kind of get a little bit of you get a little bit of a tease. You know, like you said, you know, when you look at the Masters and you see, have you been to Augusta?
No, I never have. I'd love to go.
Well, I was privileged to play the course. Of course, it's on everybody's bucket list, right? And they had a media day. Well, and the first time I was supposed to go, about 3 months before, because I was invited part of the media, and this was going to be right after the Masters tournament, because they have, you know, all the media people and the people they select. You get to play the course right afterwards, the next day, which is very, very cool. And I was invited, and I was looking forward to it. Anyway, I ended up breaking my ankle, so I couldn't go. But I did have a chance.
No.
I got a re-invite a couple of years afterwards and was able to go. And they kind of platoon them. You get a group of media types that play the day after. And then there's also the very last day of, you know, of Augusta before they roll up all the, you know, the green. I mean, they roll up everything. They just, you know, like carpet. They start all over and reseed and do everything. So, but the very last day of May, you know, I was invited and had a chance to play. And it was, even then, even though it was starting to go a little bit dormant, you could just see, you say, oh my God, I mean, it's like you're playing in a painting. It's so surreal because all the colors, even then in May, I mean, you watch them on TV and you just go, wow, the color definition and everything and the contrast are so stark and gorgeous. It is what it is. But I'll tell you, I hope for you that you get that opportunity to, you know, if nothing else, even to go and you know, follow a group around, around
Absolutely.
Amen Corner and all the different wonderful sites that are brought to you there. You know, we love TV and they do a great job in, in presenting the game for us. But, there's nothing like being there along with their Masters egg salad sandwiches and that. Good fun.
I will definitely be looking for those. Thanks.
You got it. Paul Acey, thank you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach